Hi everyone, welcome to the Second Year Experience podcast series. I'm so glad that you decided to join us today for our second podcast of the quarter. Happy week 7, happy midterm season for everyone, and I hope you all are getting ready to celebrate some family time, and if you celebrate Thanksgiving with your loved ones, and finally get a break from school. With me today are three important people. Leslie is here. She is the program assistant for Second Year Experience. You want to say hi, Leslie?
Hi, everyone. My name is Leslie, and I'm the program assistant.
Thanks, Leslie. And we also have two current mentors of the program, Eva and Giselle. Do you all want to say hi to everyone tuning in?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Eva, and I'm a third year in New York College. I'm doing double majoring in math, applied science, and econ. I'm minoring in finance. And my hometown is Zhejiang, China, which is a small city in China.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Eva. And Giselle.
Yeah. Hi, everybody. So I'm also a current 2IE mentor this year. And my name is Giselle. I'm a third year. My major's in business economics. My minor is in real estate and development. From Warren College and my hometown, I was born and raised in Santa Ana.
Thank you, Giselle. And for those of you that don't know what our podcast series is, it's essentially a series of conversations that we have with our student staff. One of the primitive ways that we try to connect with all of you as students at UCSD is to have organic conversations about topics that you all may be facing or going through. And for today's topic, we're going to be talking about adjusting to living in La Jolla. So what specifically are we going to be talking about, Leslie?
Yeah, so we're going to talk about the transition to UCSD, and, you know, since both of our mentors are from out of town, going to delve into what their experience was moving to San Diego. Mm-hmm. Was it a hard adjustment for them? Did they experience any culture shock? Moving away in general can already be really difficult, and moving away by yourself to a new city is, it can be really hard. So we're going to delve into some questions and pick the brains of our mentors a little bit.
And just know that you're not alone. If you're facing any of these challenges or just feeling a little bit homesick or still getting adjusted to living in La Jolla, coming to school in San Diego, Eva and Giselle are going to share their experiences and how that was. But before we dive into that, we have a quick check-in for both of you. And since the holidays are coming up, already week 7, could you please share your favorite holiday movie or activity? And you can go back to your childhood years. What kind of got the holiday season started for you all? If you could share, please.
Yeah, for me, I feel like my favorite Christmas movie is Home Alone.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. It's just like my all-time favorite. Mm-hmm. It's a really good movie.
That gets you in the mood for Christmas is coming.
Right. Yeah.
Thank you, Eva.
Yeah, 100%. That is also mine. Yes. I actually went to go see it in concert last Christmas in December.
Wow.
I went and we saw it at the Walt Disney Concert Hall in LA.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, like they were playing the movie, the choir was there live,
so
and like
cool.
The orchestra was playing. It was so beautiful. And it's just one of my like favorite like Christmas memories, mm-hmm. The holiday season memories that I have now with me. And yeah, it just gets me in the mood. Like Christmas is here, holiday, family.
Yeah.
My favorite holiday too. So
yeah, thank you for sharing. It was an excuse to hang out with family.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never been to the Walt Disney, what is it,
the concert hall?
So definitely now added to my bucket list.
Symphony.
Yeah. Wow. And I need to watch Home Alone again. I haven't watched in a while. Have you, Leslie?
I watched it recently, like a year ago, last year, like this time last year, I guess.
Yeah.
It's been a minute, yeah.
It's a good movie. Alrighty, so let's go ahead and get started with our conversation.
Yeah, so with that, we can dive into our first question. So can you each share a little bit about your transition to UCSD and just in generally, like living in La Jolla?
Yeah, I can go first. So I'm an international student growing up in China until like the age of 14. I came to study in the States and I was in Atlanta, Georgia. So now I'm here in San Diego, but it's like, it's really different living in so many different places. And I would say moving is definitely one of the like greatest challenge. I have to ship all my stuff from high school, like from Georgia to California, which is like quite a long like delivery,
mm-hmm.
everything. But I feel like since I developed how to be independent at a pretty young age, and it was pretty quick for me to adapt into a new environment.
Mm-hmm.
I would say I was more excited to be in San Diego, like explore this new environment, different places, than, you know, like just trying to, I don't know, be afraid. But yeah, I feel like overall my adjustment was a little bit challenging because I did get somewhat homesick at first because just being away, like so far away from family.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, I feel like it was pretty good. Yeah.
How do you feel like you combated that homesickness, or how did you feel better where you were
mm-hmm.
at now?
I think technology makes everything so much more convenient.
Mm-hmm.
I try to contact my family, just FaceTime with them once a week. Try to, but sometimes I get busy with midterms. Also, I feel like the people here, the friends I met here, I get to spend time with them. That also like kind of helps me cope with the homesickness.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And how is it living in La Jolla? I know you said you were in China,
mm-hmm.
then Atlanta, Georgia.
Right.
Now you're here in San Diego, La
uh-huh.
Jolla. How has that been?
I really enjoy it here because I'm a really, like, people who loves outdoor events. And San Diego weather's almost, like, always really nice, really
mm-hmm.
sunny. And I like playing tennis. I try to go hiking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I can share a couple, like, spots later on in the
mm-hmm.
conversation too. So overall, I really enjoy San Diego. Like, I really like the beach, the weather, and the food here as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
For sure.
Glad to hear. Thanks, Eva.
Thanks for sharing.
Thank you.
For me, I did grow up in Orange County, so it's not too bad of a shift. It's still in SoCal. But I do feel like I'm very family-oriented, and that was a bit difficult to get by, like, just moving here. But I was, I think, more excited like you.
Yeah.
I was more excited to come down here. I was in the Summer Bridge program in person,
mm-hmm.
so that was very, very exciting, and especially since we had singles, because it was getting out of the COVID phase,
mm-hmm.
and they all give us our individual rooms. I got to meet new people. So my closest friends to this day are from Summer Bridge,
mm-hmm.
and so I talk to them every day, and yeah, they're locals here from San Diego, so I got to explore San Diego throughout the whole summer. That was very exciting, and made my transition feel a little easier as well as with my peer mentor.
That's
at the
cool.
time. I feel like they had a lot of good tips, and, you know, I had my car, so that was my graduation gift, and that was really nice because I got to explore on my own as well with friends.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, do you guys know any spots here because you're from San Diego? Like, yeah, let's go and just drive on the Coronado Bridge.
Go
and just
sell a car. Having a car is really nice.
It's so nostalgic to go through those places because we always talk about it and how much of a good time we had in that summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like culture shock-wise, I feel like maybe the Hispanic community here, the stores were kind of different. Kind of from Orange County, I would see a lot of street vendors, you know, everywhere. And here, I don't really see that. I think it's because of the city rules and restrictions.
Mm-hmm.
Having access to, like, a supermarket that I'm used to growing up and going grocery shopping for is 30 minutes away from here in La Jolla because of the communities and everything. The stores are different.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're slightly, like, Trader Joe's and Vons. Like, I didn't really grow up going to those stores as my first option.
Mm-hmm.
So getting used to that was a bit of an adjustment. But overall, I recall it with a really positive experience.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm glad that you were able to connect with Bridge students, right? And essentially, being in Summer Bridge, if you live on campus too, you get that exposure before you officially move for students that are moving. And being new to San Diego also, it's a huge city.
Mm-hmm.
So for both of you being able to navigate that, I'm glad that you did. And if you haven't, continuing to do so or starting to do so, because your 4 years here go by fast.
Yeah,
yes.
Do
you want to take the second question?
Yeah. So do any of y'all live off campus? And if so, what was the difference between living on campus versus off campus, if you had the opportunity to live on campus? Because there's a, there can be a huge difference between living literally in UCSD versus living in like the outskirt areas.
Do you want to go first?
Yeah, I can go first. I'm currently living off campus. It's my first year being a commuter, so that's been an adjustment this quarter, trying to figure out how to navigate. I definitely feel like there's pros and cons to both sides, living on campus versus off campus. On one hand, living off campus right now, I feel like I have a bit more freedom to like be more responsible and be an adult, but you also have to pay rent monthly rather than quarterly with your financial aid and everything. There is that convenience factor being out on campus when you can just wake up an hour or two before lecture and just get ready in your dorm and just walk over to your class. And now with driving and commuting and the parking situation here at UCSD, I feel like whenever I'm on campus, I'm always here by 7 a.m. Just to get like an S spot in Hopkins and, you know, try to secure a spot there that's close to center of campus. But then that also forces me to be at the library and do stuff and be productive. So I feel like living off campus, I kind of prefer it now. I do prefer it. I like my own space. I have a roommate. It's just us two. Two bed, two bath apartments. It's really nice and comfortable. So
that's really nice to hear.
And to reiterate what you said, you have to be here on campus. Like, oh, a lot of students would be like, but that's too early, you know? But it forces you to implement these healthy habits, right? To like be productive, to study, to make the most out of your time here. So I'm glad that you found a happy medium with your new adjustment to living off campus.
Yeah, not necessarily. I mean, today, actually, I think was an exception to that, too, because I was here from 7 a.m. to, like, maybe 8 p.m., 9 p.m., because I had a GBM later at night yesterday. So today I was like, you know, it's okay. I'll just sleep in 2 extra hours. And I woke up, and I gave myself that time to, like, relax a little more and sleep in a little bit. And I still found parking fine, you know, it's that was good.
Small win. Probably because it's week 7.
So I was like, I think it's fine.
Wait, what does it have to do that it's week 7? Students aren't coming?
Yeah.
Stop coming.
Showing to class.
Oh, and it's also towards the end of the week, too. It's not like a Monday.
Got it. What about you, Eva?
Yeah, I totally agree with Giselle that living off campus gives me more freedom, and I moved off campus last year, so I already lived off campus during my second year of college because I couldn't get housing. I was on the wait list, but I lived on campus in Tioga near my first year, and it's really nice. I get like a free ocean view, like it's a really nice view. What's I gonna say? So right now I live near UTC. And I would say the transportation to school is really convenient. I don't have a car, but having a car is really convenient. So I take trolley and buses mostly, and the stops is right there. So I wouldn't say it's a really big of a problem for me to get to school. And I would say, there's like some pros and cons for living on campus and off campus. One thing I think living off campus, it's like creates some more complicity for me to meet up with friends, because I live with some roommates and like my my close friends are not there. I don't live with my close friends, so when we want to get together, we have to like set up a time and meet somewhere. It's not like when I lived off on campus, we can just walk somewhere and meeting on campus. It's more convenient when I live on campus to meet up with friends.
And how's transportation for you? Is it okay? I feel now that the trolley is here, it's facilitated things for a lot of students, and it connects you to the rest of San Diego, right?
Yes. Exactly. I would say trolley is definitely the greatest thing that they've built. I take trolley to school every day mostly, and like you said, if I want to explore more San Diego and I don't have a car, so I can take the trolley and to Little Italy. The parking's not like hard to find over there, so I would say sometimes it's better to just take the trolley. So that's makes it easier.
It's this big tunnel that connects you to Convoy, downtown, further down south, Chula Vista. So I have not been an active user of the trolley, but I do know students are happy about it.
Yeah, it gives them the opportunity to connect to different parts of San Diego. When I was a student here, the trolley wasn't a thing, so I kind of just, so I just stayed here. It wasn't until, like, I got my car and, like, was able to drive that I finally explored other places. But it's great that students have, and if y'all don't know, students have a Pronto Pass, right?
It's free.
So,
can you repeat that again? What is that?
It's a Pronto Pass. So you download the Pronto app, which is what you use to get access to the trolley and get access to the bus. And essentially, it just gives you free access to the bus, the trolley, and like any public transportation that is in San Diego.
So no excuses, y'all. You've been meaning to get to know a little bit more of San Diego. You literally have free transportation. So that's a nice perk. I did not know that students had free transportation.
Definitely need to take the advantage.
Ask Eva for suggestions. So now that you've talked about living off campus and the comparison to living on campus and how that's been for you, what are some things that have helped you adjust to living here in La Jolla and San Diego? And you can talk about family, friends, community, organizations. What are some things that have helped you?
I can go. I think, like, my friends. I was lucky enough to meet some of my best friends my first quarter at UCSD. And I basically try to hang out with them as much as I can, and I can study with them for my midterms and things like that. It's just in general, having friends be there for me when I'm going through some difficult times, or just having someone to talk to. I would say they definitely helped me adjust living in San Diego, and also I'm involved in multiple student organizations, and the organization hosts like social events and everything, just to meet more new people and meet new friends. I would say they also help me adjust as well.
Can you mention an org that you're involved in?
Currently I'm involved in UIS, Undergraduate Investment Society. It's really nice because they really help me learn a lot about like the finance industry, how to prepare for interviews, how to revise my resume and everything. And I also met some great friends over there that it's really nice.
Thanks for saying. What about you, Giselle?
I feel like echoing like what you were saying about your friends. My Summer Bridge friends were a really big help for me adjusting here. They would tell me, like, you know, I would go on TikTok and be like, where's these nice places to go to? We can just look there. And then one of my friends who's a local would be like, you know, that area is kind of sketchy, like, let's not go there. Or this area would be nice, you know, not that many touristy people go here, and it's really good. And I feel like all that was really good for my adjustment to living here. Organizations, too, I feel like I joined the Hispanic organizations like HAU, Hermanas Unidas, and then this year I joined Nueva Herencia. That's a new organization for this year. So, yeah, they're just very social. Anybody texts in the group me chat saying, hey, who wants to go get tacos? I can pick, I have two spots for people in my car. And people would just chime in and just say, okay, let's all go. And it's both like co-ed, you know, it's like both girls and guys, and
that's cool.
All ages, all years, and it's just a really nice like environment, and I'm really excited to see like what else, or who else I meet.
Can you elaborate on what Hermanas Unidas and Nueva Herencia are?
Yeah, they're organizations for the Hispanic community, but not just for Hispanics too, like it's open to anybody, so it's open door policy, and they're just to have community amongst one another and lean on each other, whether that is if you're first gen and you don't know anybody, or you're going through all this experience for college the first time, or you're just not from the area in San Diego and you just want to get to know new people and bond with one another. And yeah, they have weekly GBMs, social activities, community service is really big. I just went to a community service for Rose Canyon Creek on Saturday, mm-hmm. so I got to meet new people while also helping the environment.
Wow.
That was really nice, and it was like a de-stressor. We went to In-N-Out right after, and we just all hung out.
Well, there you go. If you need to find friends, or if you're having trouble finding a community on campus, I'll definitely suggest joining orgs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And all right, to end off this podcast, can each of y'all share a recommendation that y'all would give for either food, studying? I know, Eva, you said hikes. Mm-hmm. If you want to recommend a hike spot or a mm-hmm. hike trail, but yeah.
Yeah, I can definitely recommend a hike trail at the trail down to Black's Beach, the stairs. It's really nice view. I recommend going during sunset. Mm-hmm. The sunset at San Diego is really pretty.
Mm-hmm.
I can also give some food suggestions, also study spot, because, during midterms, I just personally don't really like to go to Geisel,
mm-hmm.
But I enjoy, like, there are many cafes around La Jolla. Mm-hmm. I go to some cafe and boba places. I forgot what that boba place is called, but it's near Mochi Nut. Mm-hmm.
Happy Lemon?
Maybe.
Yeah. On Convoy?
It's not a Convoy. It's closer in La Jolla. But yeah.
I'm not sure. I've only been to the Mochi Nut on Convoy.
Yeah. But anyway, I heard there's a Pinpoint Cafe.
Uh-huh.
It has like the ocean view. I've always wanted to go there, but I think they close early and not really open on the weekend. So, but I would want to try check that out sometime. Nice. Yeah.
And the hike to Black's Beach is right behind, what's that called? ERC?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So
By Gliderport?
Yes.
Like you start at Gliderport?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So if anyone wants to check that out, just Google Gliderport.
Yeah. And Gliderport in it of itself is also just like really nice. I used to really love going there to watch the sunsets.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Leslie. What about you, Giselle?
I would agree. Gliderport is one of my favorite places to go and de-stress if I'm like feeling sad, if I just need a de-stressor and I just want to watch the sunset. I take my car and I just park. Get a beach chair out and I put it on like the side of the cliff.
Yeah.
And I just sit there. Like I've had Chick-fil-A there just for dinner. And I've just sat there and I wave at the people who are passing by. Like it's really nice. But I've tried a lot of food actually. I feel like for like fun experiences, some places that San Diego only has that I've only seen here. Maybe like the Corvette Diner in Liberty Station is really cool to see them. They're very interactive. The servers are. I would say Fortunate Sun on North Park is really beautiful. And they don't have reservations, but I think it's worth the wait. They have really good food and it's authentic as well.
Mm-hmm.
I would really recommend going to Old Town because San Diego has such a rich history. They have really good restaurants, like Café Coyote for breakfast is so good, handmade tortillas.
The food is so good over
there. And then like Casa Guadalajara, I've gone during like sunset time, so then mariachi is playing, and it's just really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I would really recommend those places.
Yes.
Yeah.
So coming outside of La Jolla, Old Town, Little Italy.
And you can take the trolley too. The station is right there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for sharing. Y'all making me hungry. I want some tortillas de harina. But thank you both for sharing. Of course, the list does not stop here. And if any of you want to connect personally with Eva and Giselle, or even Leslie and myself, you can find all of our information on the OASIS website, which is oasis.ucsd.edu. But thank you both for sharing. Thank you for sharing your experiences. And of course, you are both still continuing to transition and learning new things about San Diego and La Jolla. I mean, we're getting a new college added. We just got a new college added last year, and we're getting a new one. So the world is expanding. We are expanding and just being open to new experiences and stepping outside of your comfort zone, trying new food, meeting new people, connecting with people. Life is all about connections, and I encourage everyone here to do so. So, any last-minute questions, comments from anyone? No? Yeah. So thank you both. Thank you, Leslie, for helping facilitate. And you can stay up to date with all of our events similarly in the OASIS website, on the newsletter that the 2XL students are receiving weekly. And if you want to connect with any of us, please don't hesitate to reach out. Best of luck on midterms, best of luck on finals, and happy holidays, everyone. Take care. Thank you for tuning in.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.